Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops. Today we're going to do Morton's Got the Blues, Paraplegics. I didn't think we discussed that one. The Zach Attack, and there was one more. What was it?
Play the intro.
Play the intro. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Round seven, just gone down. Welcome, Morton Paragons. Just you and me today.
Good.
I've heard from Ray Carney. He's back from Turkmenistan.
He's back.
No, on Saturday. He'll be back. Say,
if he's back and not here.
He'll be back on Saturday, Turkmenistan, all if he hasn't been drafted.
All
fight.
Wigged up.
All wigged up.
Good for him.
Hairy bit of Devon on his head.
Yeah. 1985, I'm reading Big League. As you know, I read Big League to go to sleep every night. Harry Floyd. Reg Gasnier in 1985.
Yeah, go on.
April, so pretty much.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. Panda thought piece. South's problem can easily be solved.
Oh, really? So 40 years ago, same shit? Same shit.
You wonder how? I mean, it's Reg Gasnier. Is he an immortal? He's an immortal, isn't he?
He should be.
He is now. We'll put him in your AI machine and make him an immortal, mate.
All right.
South Sydney could develop into a threat to some of the Premiership's big guns if only they forgot about giving away silly penalties and got on with playing football.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, how easy is that?
Yeah.
That's what makes him an immortal.
That's as true as it was 40 years ago as it is today.
The little silly things they sometimes do put their own players off as much as the opposition.
Fucking oath.
Hey? Don't get me wrong. I don't want them to abandon their robust style of football. That's as much a part of South Sydney as Reggie the Rabbit.
Mm. Yeah, we're not being so robust lately. Not with fucking... Actually, but Donuts Totola's out. Anyway, we'll do this.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, it's all, it still stands, mate.
Time is circular.
It is, isn't it? It's not just a straight line.
It's not. Anyone who thinks time's a straight line, don't talk to me.
In Kurt Vonnegut's very famous book.
You're a Vonnegut man.
I love Vonnegut.
You ever seen the letter he wrote back to the kid?
No, I must have. I would have.
A teacher who got the class to write to anyone they wanted. And he wrote this splendiferous letter back to this kid about just do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, that's good.
It is good. Now get on with your story because I want to then show you those New Balance boots from 1985.
In Slaughterhouse 5, and it's Vonnegut, he was a prisoner of war as an American-German fighting against the Germans. He was in Dresden. He was there at the bombing of Dresden. Have you read Slaughterhouse 5?
I did, yeah. But I read it as a young man.
Read it again. Yeah. Read it again. And the way he fucking deals with it.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's got this alternate
story. If you
don't
like what we're talking about, read a fucking book.
Yeah. Will it kill you? Don't do it while you're driving, obviously. He gets kidnapped by these aliens called the Tralfamadorians, right? Nice. And they show him time. And it's just this fucking one line, right, in space. And he said, describes it like being different negatives, film cells. And you can just jump from the Tralfamadorians don't see it as a thing that progresses.
Uh-huh.
It's just a thing that exists. And you jump.
Wouldn't it be good if
spot to spot?
So like Neil Baker and Mario Fennec could just jump into your team.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
But in the book, he's fucking he's about to get it on with his missus, and then bang, because he becomes unstuck in time after meeting them, he's about to bang his missus, and then he's fucking back in the Second World War. All of a sudden he's just about to stick it in and then there's fucking cunt shooting at him. It's a great book. Anyway, Slaughterhouse 5, read it.
New Balance boots from 85.
Yeah.
Straight out of Big League. They are available in screw-in or moulded studs.
Screw-in or moulded?
That's some technology for 85, mate. You can get them in two whips. You can get them in 2E or 4E if you're a flat-footed, fat-footed motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm guessing fucking Blocker would add 8E.
How's that stack up, this New Balance boot, to what you're wearing in 85, Floyd?
That still fucking the space program compared to what I had on. You know the story of my clogs? I used to play in Dutch clogs.
Don't you remember envying people who had shit hot gear?
Oh, man. Like, this kid, Don McCready, He was fucking good looking, good at every sport, and had all the best gear. He was a bodyboard, like world bodyboard champion too, straight out of school. And a surf shop down at Coogee.
I hate everything about him.
Yeah. Curly blonde hair, blue eyes. He looked like William Catt in
Greatest Big American
Wednesday.
Hero,
yeah, in Big Wednesday. But good guy. Funny as fuck. But he had all the good gear, and I was wearing my fucking Dutch clogs. I used to have to do the national dance.
I remember there was a kid, I can't remember. You remember names. I can't remember his name. He had really good boots with screw-ins, and then we were playing like a inter-club thing one week, and I had him by one arm, and I'm swinging him around, but he was in control of the situation, and then he just went to run off, and he put his screw-ins right through, one of them went right through my calf.
Oof.
Top five pain I've ever felt in my life. Yeah. Like, gouged out a couple of inches of flesh.
Fucking hell.
Fucking horrific.
See, if you were on the Tralfamadorian timeline... You'd be able to cop a blowy and then get the fucking boot in the calf. That'd stop you from jizzing, though, right? It'd have to.
I knew I was in trouble when I stuck my finger into my calf. I've got a fucking problem here.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot there.
Mm. At least you didn't stick your cock in.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
What are you giggling at?
Giggling at Big League from 85. Apparently, when the Bears coach Greg Haywick had to convince Alan Burns he had the necessary pace to make a go of it in the centre. You know how he did it?
Oh.
Three words. You are fast.
Jesus.
That's all it took. That's all it took. Flop.
Go.
NRL.
Yep.
The whole shebang. I drove past NRL headquarters today. I nearly stopped to give him a piece of my fucking... mind. Anzac Day. Are we doing it tokenistically or are we doing it for real?
Go on.
We should do it for real.
All right. I'm listening.
Where's the game at Gallipoli?
Oh, yeah. We had this as a idea years ago.
It's the only... Where's the training camp? They trained for the week leading up to it in Cairo. Where is it?
Yeah.
Where each club should have a clueless English captain. They have to be led by an Englishman who doesn't know anything about the rules of engagement at all and doesn't care about his troops. Doesn't give a fuck.
Tigers would be all right. Like a Bateman.
That's exactly the kind of man I'm looking for. As players run out, bang out some artillery. Just bang it out, man.
Can we? I think there's room for a trench. Instead of 40-20, are we on the same page?
Yes.
Okay. Two
trenches on the 40-metre lines.
Yeah.
And the middle, that middle 20, is just fucking no man's land.
Okay, so no rules. No rules.
Nah.
No rules in the middle 20.
Nah.
On the other side of each 40,
yep.
The rules apply.
Yeah. I want some barbed wire on the gold lines.
Yeah.
And I want the losing team. Oh, clearly, one side each half just plays up a massive fucking hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got to go uphill. And then the team that loses, they get told, we'll take you home, but you just take them to Bathurst and they got to play a game the next day. They got to front up again.
Taken. Make them walk to Bathurst.
Fuck. No one walks to Bathurst.
No, that's true.
Even these fuckers wouldn't walk to Bathurst.
I think they're all good ideas.
That's a game. That's an Anzac game.
Yeah. What do we have now? We just trot out some couple of, you know, army reserves. And
Now, the Warriors are claiming that their pre-game, this Thursday, their pre-game Anzac thing, is the biggest grouping of New Zealand troops on Anzac Day.
Since Gallipoli?
No,
right?
Just this one. And I thought, geez, like how many, it's Anzac Day.
Yeah.
I get NZ in Anzac is New Zealand.
Yeah, right.
It only involves two fucking countries. It's got to be a lot of soldiers. It's like 160.
Really? Is that their army? Is that the size of their army? So it doesn't seem like enough.
It doesn't seem like enough.
I couldn't beat fucking the Chinese students over there if they got text message.
No. Now, none of these things I'm asking are difficult to do. Now that we've been to Vegas, going to Vegas is like going to the moon. Now we've been to the moon. We've been to Vegas. We've been to the moon. We've been to Vegas. So Cairo, Gallipoli, it's nothing.
You can see Cairo. You can see the pyramids from the moon.
It's a fucking day trip, but we're doing it for a week because we want them to train.
Yeah. Well, they should all play, have it like magic round, right? They all play off the same fucking, on the same field.
Just churn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Water
just make it. Yeah, real battlefield.
Artillery gets fired onto the ground as they run out.
Yeah, that's good.
Do it for real. Who wouldn't watch?
Nah, everyone.
What un-Australian fucking asshole wouldn't watch what I've just laid out in very simplistic terms? It's a cost-effective thing. Eyeballs.
I'll tell you.
Eyeballs.
Keithy Dogs Argus.
He wouldn't watch.
Yeah. He's very anti-Anzac.
And I respect his views. there were two sides in Anzac. Like, Emre Guler might not want to participate.
Yeah, well, he'd be on the Turk side, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, and Aidan Caesar.
He might not want to participate.
He's also Turkish.
But I think Erdogan over there would love this.
Yeah.
I think he'd lap it up.
Ah, this is get Erdogan in for a third term.
He'd be sitting there like a Roman emperor. Mm. Just fucking throwing out shit to the Ray Carneys of the world.
Yeah, Ray Carney would love it too.
He'd love it.
Bring us back some Gallipoli dirt, right?
And a Turkey jersey. If we don't get a Turkey RL jersey, a TRL jersey, you're out of the pod.
It's got to have a turkey on it too, otherwise I'm not interested.
Brush turkey, if possible. Or a jive turkey.
Jive turkey.
Jive or brush will be accepted, nothing else.
Or turkey skin, made out of turkey skin.
Turkey foreskin.
That sounds good.
Underrated meat, the turkey. I'm a big fan of turkey.
Yeah.
There's not enough of it.
When I went to the Easter show, there was a turkey leg stand.
Just legs.
Just like fucking 300 of them. It's not a venue where you can just walk around like Henry VIII.
No.
Chewing on a fucking turkey leg.
At the Easter show?
Yeah.
Now, you got to be fucking armed at that thing these days. You got to have at least one hand with a knife in it.
Yeah. Or it could be used as a club.
That should be, if they had like the world's biggest turkey leg there, that might be enough to get me in the gates.
Oh, that's not bad. World's biggest turkey.
They got to breed some fucking Josh Papali like motherfucking turkey.
There's this guy.
He's got to have legs like that tattooed motherfucker Olakuadu at Manly. He's got to have legs that big.
He's got to say 94 on it too.
Size 94.
Yeah. There's this guy that I watch, this Azerbaijan fucking farmer bush cook. He's on
rugby league fan.
Big rugby league fan.
Good.
And he cooks all this fucking crazy good shit.
Like, you keep talking. I'm opening the window. I'm crazy. Sweating.
Isn't
like
it
a
open?
Fucking gypsy with a mortgage in here.
Oh Jesus.
Anyway, continue.
He cooks all these big crazy meat fests. And there's one picture. There's a photo of him, and he is seasoning a fucking ostrich. It's like turkey times 30. It's huge, man. I don't find you the picture.
I've eaten an emu pie, but I've never partaken in an ostrich.
Oh, really?
Mm. Mm.
Well,
I reckon ostriches could be good wingers, but...
Yeah.
You should have tried to bring down an ostrich.
What about what are the other ones called? The Australian...
Emus?
No, cassowary.
No, they're fucking... We've been down this road. Cassowaries are... They would be unstoppable.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Mal Meninga in a junior football game in 1984. So flop. Fucking.
What we do for Anzac Day. What the NRL does for Anzac Day.
It's a joke.
Agreed.
It's a fucking joke.
Agreed.
What screams Anzac spirit more than rugby league? Just running at walls and getting your head fucking caved
in. They used to play it out there, didn't they?
I mean, that's all it is.
I'm looking up this ostrich thing for you.
Balls out. Why are you looking up ostriches, you dumb fuck? Dolphins.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
They are, aren't they?
Come on, man. Uncle Wayne is getting these fuckers into the finals this year. You know I lost a bit of money last year on this because I had them in the finals last year. I went off early, which is unlikely.
I know. No, you never go off early.
Six games, four wins. They've won four out of the last five. Come on, man. You want to hear what the team they beat Parramatta with on the weekend?
Or whenever,
number one, Parramatta, we're getting to you in a second. Show me your ostrich. Jesus. Fuck.
He's washing it with a fucking hose.
You can post that on our website.
Okay.
We'll get the Parramatta in a minute because they need a firm going over.
Yeah, they do. They need a trouncing.
Perhaps a fisting. We'll get to Parramatta next if you, well, after your ball's out and flop. So we go to Darwin with the fucking aluminium school fence around the fucking perimeter.
Oh, Jesus.
So Parramatta fans, I've been following Parramatta fans all week online and G-ing a few up because...
Because that's what we do.
Why wouldn't you do that? They're just irate that you'd go to Darwin in April to play a team from Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, that's stupid.
It's fucking stupid. No Herbie Farnsworth. No Tobias Fidow. No Flegler. No Kafusi. And they still...
No worries.
And they still fucking kill them.
Yeah.
Like, that's their reserve.
Flogged them, man.
That's their best fucking players.
Flogged them, too.
The kid at halfback, Katoa, is really good.
Yeah.
And so calm. Gotta love having a big halfback. He doesn't care if you hit him, eh? Like,
oh, fucking hell.
Like, he doesn't... You know, you don't... You know, your little halfback's fun, but you're always worried about him getting hurt.
Yeah.
This kid, he's fucking made out of granite. They're killing it, man. They're looking solid.
Yeah.
They're playing their B team, and they're going okay.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, I do like the Dolphins. I think they've got that, whatever it is, that magic dust that Bennett can sprinkle on them.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. Probably cocaine or meth, but you call it that.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
Because did you notice their sponsor on their jersey?
Yes.
Alternaleaf.
Alternaleaf, yeah.
Now, it was taped in the first half.
Yeah.
And then mystically, all the tape came off at halftime.
So those of you who don't know, Alternaleaf is like a medicinal cannabis company. And I did sign up with them.
Good.
But so what you got to do, you got to fill out a questionnaire.
Yes.
Do you feel pain?
Yeah. Yes or no? Every moment of every motherfucking day.
That's pretty easy.
Did you just put, I'm a South supporter?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you even asking me? Just use our phrase that we use for most questions like that. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. I got to kill myself. And it was pretty easy up until a $70 fee to talk to their doctor.
Yeah.
That's when I bailed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can get medicinal marijuana from them online. Pretty good shit.
Someone told me during the week that their auntie's on medicinal marijuana and she's just been loading it up. And she just came home one day, this person I know, and the auntie was in the house just cooking up a marijuana storm.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Well,
I love a good marijuana storm.
You got your two-year-old with you. The Dolphins are killing it. They got all their guns out.
Last year of Wayne, too. That always does something to a team.
Got to do it for Wayne.
Yeah.
Have to do it for Wayne.
Win for Wayne.
Win for Wayne.
And he wasn't even there, right?
No.
He was ill.
He doesn't need to be there.
He had an illness.
He is a better coach, one removed, like by remote, which he's been doing for a decade.
Remote coach.
Remote Wayne. Then half the fucking coaches in the NRL.
Yeah, that's true.
He just walks around, talks to him. There you go.
Yeah.
How's Mrs.? Yeah. Would you like a chocolate bar?
How's your dog?
Rex. I remember his name.
Rex. I think it's out of fashion now.
That's my balls out and flop. I'll let you do whatever you wish before I just tear some motherfuckers apart. I'm angry this week.
Balls out to Zach Lomax.
Jesus.
This cunt. I don't know what the fuck. He is on, man, but...
But can't you see where this is going to end?
He's super mensch.
He is, but they're going to pick him in Origin.
Mm.
He throws the dumbest fucking passes.
Yeah, but he's going to be on the wing, though. He won't be centre.
It doesn't matter. He's the king of flicking it back in.
Still...
He flicked that one in the other week, and it led to a try, right?
Yeah.
He's going to flick that back in Origin, and Reece Walsh is going to fucking catch it and run 100 metres laughing.
Yeah, he'll be there. But look, I mean... Balls out for fucking backing yourself, coming out in the media, and it was all about him, and then fucking turning it on. He's, you know, that game, those last two games he had, he's just been eviscerating them.
So he's off to Para.
Yeah.
Why would you do such a thing?
Yeah.
That'll fix him.
Reneg. He should renege.
They're renowned for their good signings, Parramatta. Like, over the last 20 years, they've had some crackers.
Yeah.
They really can pick the eyes out of motherfuckers.
Well, I think he's just...
He's on Alternaleaf.
He must be. He's on something. But who knew he had this fucking potential? I mean, he always showed glimpses, right?
It just shows you if you just switched on, right?
Yeah.
If you're just actually giving a shit.
Yeah.
Focused. What could you be with this kind of focus, Larry Floyd?
Oh, Jesus.
You could be Jesus.
Jesus. War Hope Jesus at the least.
Yeah, he's playing well, but I'm waiting for the... This is like 1929 stock market shit. That's what you're looking at. The Lomax Index. Yeah. That's what we're calling it. Lomax Index. He's peaking right now. People are buying Lomax left, right, center. They're buying... This is going to crash.
But he's having like a Jarrett Hayne year.
You're going to get a Black Wednesday and it's going to be an Origin evening, mate, when this whole thing falls apart.
What if he fucking wins? What if he keeps up that form?
Then you can play this back.
Yeah. And he's going to have a Jarrett Hayne type year.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a big breakout year. Yeah, I don't know. I've just...
You like him, don't you?
I don't. That's the fucking problem. I haven't seen someone that's caused that much of a fuss then go take it up a notch like that since Hayne.
Is this the magic of Flanagan?
Possibly. But I mean, you know, once he knew that he was sorted, his future was sorted.
Flanagan just, the players say, you know, he just talks to us. It's so simple. And I find that very easy to believe. That is very fucking simple.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I mean, look at Kyle Flanagan. Like a masterclass in 5-8-ery.
5-8-ery. I cannot believe he's run around first grade. They're playing the Roosters in the traditional Anzac game this week.
Yeah. I reckon they'll do them too.
I would love that.
How did we go on our tips, by the way?
Ball men.
Yeah, the ball men.
Killing it.
7 out of 8 we got.
2 weeks in a row, isn't it? 7 out of 8.
I think so, We're climbing.
What did we get wrong?
Warriors. Warriors-Dragons, that game.
Warriors with your favourite player, Sean Johnson. John Johnson. Who I saw wearing a Free Palestine badge this week.
Oh, really? Yeah. Good on you, John.
Thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I do.
John Johnson with your excellent, excellent wife.
Yes.
Good luck to you both.
Another ball's out too. I went down to a body surf with Duke Hendricks today down at Maroubra.
Should have told me. I would have gone.
Yeah.
Might have got my hair wet.
You would have, because the waves are fucking pumping, man. My nose is still running, like good. 4 hours later.
Yeah, it fucks you up a bit, eh?
Yeah. Balls out to the French girls. A couple of young French ladies body surfing there, just in gay abandon. They didn't care.
They didn't care.
There's a couple of walruses flopping around near them.
They're like Zach Lomax on the wing. I'm not sticking to this wing.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, no, they were out there. They were carefree. It was like the summer of 69 again.
Laissez-faire.
At least.
Laissez very at fair. At least.
I said to Duke, he has one more wave. I said, I've got to get out before I wink. Just fucking, I can't take it.
You're plowing through the sand.
It could have fucking planted seed in there.
Jesus Christ.
So
did you talk rugby league with him?
We mentioned it.
Mm.
Mentioned Catalan Dragons.
Mm. What did they come up with?
Oh, and there was the lifeguards had their little wagon that they drive around in. They had a shark in the back of it. You look stunned. They had a dead grey nurse shark in the back.
How big?
Not big.
Did you ask for it?
About 3 foot long. No, I didn't.
You should have asked. What are they going to do with it?
I don't know.
We could have had it tonight.
Take it to the fish and chip shop.
Fill it, motherfucker.
Mm. It's weird seeing a shark.
Yeah.
Not live, but seeing a shark in real life.
And not in water. Yeah. Well, it's probably better if it's not in the water.
It's in the wagon.
Particularly if you're...
Shagging wagon.
So, would you have been... If this shark was in the water and still alive...
Nah, it's too small.
Too small?
Punch it in the cock.
Could have saved some French chicks.
Oh.
You should have... That's why you needed the shark, motherfucker. You need to float it in there and then come in like a fucking middle-aged Hasselhoff and save them.
That would have meant something.
Punch it in the fucking gills. All right, that's our flops. That's our balls flops. Out, etc.
Everything. The lot.
You're listening to Balls Out, No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast.
Parramatta went to Darwin, they lost 44-16, and Larry Floyd, they didn't give a shit.
No.
They didn't care. That's the most gutless, fucking weak-gutted dog performance I've seen in years. That was shit.
Yeah.
They weren't even trying.
We were out that night. I was with with a bunch of the boys. We went to the Epicurean at the Crown.
Look at you.
At Barangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a all-you-can-eat buffet. Mm. $150 a head. It's expensive. But Keithy Dogsarkis was there.
Mm.
Keithy Dogsarkis, and he had it. He's a hardcore Parra fan. He had it
the one critic of my Anzac Day.
Yeah, the one critic. He wouldn't like it. Yeah, and he was tucking in a lobster tail and just having a cry.
Swearing.
But it was right up until like the last 20, wasn't it?
It just... Holy fuck.
What's their problem, though?
Well, many are saying Brad Arthur after a decade.
Yeah.
Interesting. Gus Gould is like, that's not the problem. How about this for a quote? In all the time that I've watched Parramatta, they've never really set up their pathways properly and never produced a culture or character of their own.
Oh, fuck.
Gus.
That's eviscerating.
You might be right, but...
Look at what he's done to you guys.
We'll get there in a second. Don't worry.
And but Panthers, he set up that fucking pathway, and that's just feeding... You know, they've got three premierships, and they probably get a fourth one this year.
Let's do a quick 50 years of Parramatta. 70s, shit. 80s, great. But just had this... glut of gun juniors that just fell in their lap. Sterling, Kenny, Ella, all these
guys.
Growth just fell in their lap, right? They didn't do anything.
No.
They just got them all at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah, and the good thing they did is Jack Gibson.
Yes, yeah.
Probably the best signing Parramatta's ever made in the club's history. Yeah. Early 2000s, you had the Jared Hayne era for a short time.
I call it Nathan Hindmarsh era.
There you go. And... that's it.
Yeah.
Really? And there has been extended periods of fucking absolute mediocrity.
And they're fine. They're a huge club.
This is what he's saying. They're a huge club with a huge junior base, but they don't seem to have...
They can't maintain and keep their juniors, right?
Interesting you got this. Even like the West Tigers and the else, it's like, okay, we know Campbelltown's our heartland. That's where we're going to get our players from. We're going to try and lock that shit up. So they're looking at that Penrith model and saying, well, we need to do the same thing, right?
Well, the Roosters have got a fucking big junior camp out at Penrith.
Yeah.
Out that way.
And you got fucking Manly working Blacktown.
Blacktown, yeah.
That was just...
I didn't get to see it, so I can't comment too much.
Again, against the understrength Dolphins team.
Yeah.
Just absolutely jack shit happening.
And...
I get it. Your halfback's out.
Mm.
Plenty of teams have their halfback out at the moment. Penrith's halfback's out.
Mm.
Broncos halfback's out.
They keep finding a way, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
How many bottles of water did Brad Arthur have?
Well, there was a lot of... I went into this. Not as many as last year.
No.
There's a lot.
Times are tight, mate.
But not as many as last year. So if we just roll off this.
Go on.
Who's the first coach to just get chopped? Because at the start of the year, I think Cameron Seraldo was like hot favourite. But now we're realising that Cameron Seraldo is a genius.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there.
He's up there with Da Vinci.
Fucking Oppenheimer, Einstein, Da Vinci.
Seraldo.
Hawkins. I want to know not only who's the first coach going to get sacked, I want to know who's the first team they're going to embrace the nerd like the Miami Dolphins in the NFL and just go the full nerd fucking nerd.
That hasn't played before?
Never played. He's stats skinny guy. As fuck. He's like 32 and he wears glasses and three-quarter pants and we're getting him as our coach.
Can we say Asian?
Let's say that. Why wouldn't we? I want a Moneyball motherfucker.
I still think.
Dimitri, I want Jonah Hill and Moneyball fucking coaching someone.
You know that genre of film, like Moneyball.
I love that genre. What is that genre?
Well, that's sport, but there's another. You know, The Martian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like a whole genre of films where people have to work shit out to move forward, to progress.
Yours.
It's called competency porn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I only found it out on Reddit the other day. Someone said, give me a list of competency porn films.
Nice.
And there's fucking heaps of stuff that I started watching, actually.
Nice.
Like
Mike McDaniel, who coaches Miami, right?
Yeah.
Grew up in Colorado, born in 1983. So what's that? He's 40 now. 40. He's been coaching for a while. Graduated from Smoky Hill High School in 2001. played some college football at Yale. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's not...
Come on.
Come on, fuck off. And graduated with a degree in history.
That's good.
Was hired in 2005 at the age of 22 as a coaching intern.
By who?
By Denver. By Mike Shanahan. This is what we need in the NRL. We need someone like this. We need a fucking nerd, a geek.
A competency porn nerd.
To come in and take over one of the following teams on my hit list. The Roosters. Trent Robinson.
Wouldn't that be good?
You never hear a peep.
No.
But it's time.
He's on my flop, all-time flop list.
I'd like Saints to put 40 on this week. I'd like Lomax.
To put 40 on.
To do some kind of Anzac massacre.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fucking lovely. Now, really, if you track Trent Robinson...
Yeah.
He won a comp in 2013 because he pulled Sonny Bill Williams out of his ass.
And Cooper Cronk.
And he won the next one because he pulled Cooper Cronk out of his ass. Who fucking captain coached and fucking cut the oranges for that team.
Yeah. He did everything, didn't he?
What have you done, Trent?
Yeah. I'd like to see.
And he knows. I think he's starting to... He's whinging hard.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's Ricky Stewart level
in the last few weeks. He knows, mate. He knows what's going on. That's why. Didn't he astral travel with the fucking coach whisperer? I mean, that might have been the last.
Put it all in the cupboard.
Yeah.
He put it all in the fucking cupboard.
That could have been his demise, the start of his demise.
Most fans would kill for this roster. This Roosters.
Yeah,
roster.
Yeah.
And he seems to get a free pass, this guy.
Yeah.
Demetrio. Yeah. He's got to be still there. He's decided to bring Cookie back.
Yeah, brilliant. Cookie. Fucking masterstroke. Drop him and bring him back.
Fucking idiot. What did that prove?
Yeah, if Cookie plays, we fucking could win that game.
You picked on the nice kid. You get Troy Arrow back this week. That's something. Or fucking Brad Arthur. They're my three.
Yeah.
Benji's all right.
All right. Well, let's have a look at this.
Desi's going nowhere. They could go fucking 0-24 and Desi will still be there.
All right. Let's say I'm Googling the top three nerds in the world.
Yeah.
Let's see who is the biggest nerd in history.
I don't think a nerd would work at the Rabbits, but...
Nikola Tesla.
Oh. He'd fucking go down to treat it.
Yeah.
Imagine him kicking around paralegs after a game.
Oh, Jesus.
Changing light bulbs.
You call this electricity? Back in my day.
They bring back that sizzling eel fucking thing.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So, Tesla... Okay, let's bring back...
Hawkins dead?
He is.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem then.
Hawkins? He could be...
Just sit him up
there. Para coach in his fucking wheelchair.
Sit him up there. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think...
Knock on.
I'd like to see Roosters lose a couple more and some real heat put on Trent.
Fucking oath.
See if we can make that red fucking cranium explode.
Like a fucking grape. Like a French grape.
Yeah.
He fancies himself as a Francophile, doesn't he?
He does. But you got 3 wins and 4 losses. They've lost 3 over the last 5.
But what are some of their losses? Have you gotten there?
I'm just sick of them whinging about their fucking injuries. I mean, most teams would kill for your reserve grade, right?
Yeah.
So who gives a fuck? Like, I just find it interesting that the media leaves him alone.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a pass, doesn't he?
Yeah. A complete fucking pass.
He's completely protected by Uncle Nick.
They lost to Manly.
Right.
They lost to Penrith.
Yeah.
Lost to the Bulldogs, which was hilarious.
That was unreal.
They lost to Storm. So they have lost to good teams, I think I will say. They got Saints, Broncos, Warriors the next 3 weeks.
They'll lose all those.
That's a bold statement, Larry Floyd.
They'll lose them all.
That's a bold statement.
Unless they get Tesla in.
Unless they get Tesla in. Can I bounce?
Yeah.
Origin.
Go.
I'm going to read you something. I'm going to read you... The successful, but unsuccessful, Game 3 New South Wales team from last year.
Oh, okay.
Remember they fucking made a few changes.
Yeah.
Fullback, Tedesco.
Yeah. He wouldn't make it. He's not automatically picked, though, is he?
He will make it, but he shouldn't. Right?
Yeah.
They'll pick him anyway. And I'll make it. He shouldn't be captain. There should be 2 captains in the New South Wales team. Cam Murray. Okay.
Yep, and Cam Murray.
And Jake Trbojevic.
Cam Murray and Zach Lomax.
Wingers, Toto.
Yeah.
Addo Carr.
Yep. I think that's...
You're not putting your boy Lomax in there? Now maybe you got to put Trbojevic in this team somewhere.
Tom.
So
I'd fuck off Costello. What's it called?
Abbott?
Tedesco. I'd fuck him off and put Tom Trbojevic fullback.
But they won't.
Yeah, but that's what I do. Are you asking me what I do? Or...
Centers, Crichton and Bradman Best. Now, Stephen Crichton on the weekend fucking destroyed Bradman Best.
Yeah, he's unreal, man.
He beasted him.
You guys are starting to really hit form.
It was very... scary. The two Origin centers lined up against each other, and yeah. Crichton just dismissed him like a fucking child.
Mate, he fucked him. He came on his face, and he slapped a 50 on it on the cum spot.
Make me...
On your way, love.
So, Crichton's in for sure. But
parody purposes, obviously.
I don't know about Bradman Best.
Nah, no way.
Ready for the halves?
It'll be Whiten, right? Whiten.
Oh, he's got to be a run.
Yeah, over Bradman Best.
Think so?
Yeah.
They're talking Suwali.
That's insane.
You play Suwali. Is it morally, NRL morally ethical to play Suwali when you know he's going to rugby union?
If you want to break him. I don't think it
break
is.
Break him like that Canberra fullback on the weekend?
Yeah,
oh, my God. His name's Chevy. Now, we've coached a few young men called Chevy over the years.
Yeah.
Larry Floyd, and they've been...
to a T, to the last one, they've been a fucking moron. Like a fucking ditch-dwelling idiot. Right? Am I right? I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. This kid, oh, my... The first high kick went up from Jock Madden, best name in the league, in my opinion. And as it went up, I'm sitting on my couch with an assortment of fucking 20-something people who are in my house.
Why are they in your house?
Don't even go there. And I just went, that's going to be a problem. This thing is, mate, you can put up a good spiral kick, Jock Madden. He would have been fucking useful at Gallipoli.
Yeah.
And this kid is under this ball trying to catch it.
Like it was a mortar.
They fucking did it again. Yeah. And then he caught one. I'm like, that's got at least one try off.
Mm.
And then he caught one. I thought, that's good. And then he ran back with the ball, and he got... Now, that tackle of the year is already fucking sorted.
Yeah.
He got fucking old school obliterated.
That was great.
It was pretty much child abuse having him out there.
Yeah.
He's 18. Second game against the Broncos.
Yeah, it's not going to be any
They've
good.
They've picked him again this week. And I'm thinking, just put... what's his name? The center. Jail cunt. Just put him back at fullback.
Savage?
Yeah. So, well, Savage could go at fullback too. Or the other fucking tip rat from Canberra, whose name is escaping me but will come to me immediately.
You can't.
Who's played fullback before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you can't leave this kid out there. He's going to fucking die.
HR will have something to say about it.
He left him there and he's picked him again.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a bad player or anything. Pick him for Origin. Why don't we get the whole fucking line?
Okay, yeah.
Put him at fullback. All right, halves from Origin last year. You ready? It's going to hurt you. I'm going to tell you that Jerome Luai got dropped after game two.
Yep.
And then we had Cody Walker and Mitchell Moses.
Cody played really well.
But he's unpickable.
No.
Would Madge dare pick him?
He's too unfit, I think.
But I'm thinking the South's connection.
Okay. If Cody wants to fucking get picked for Origin, Souths are playing Storm, Panthers, then Dragons. He needs to be instrumental in wins against all those teams. That's the only way he can get picked for Origin.
You'd have
only
to
way.
Kill it.
Yeah. It'd have to be, he'd have to have man of the match performances in all three games.
Mitchell Moses is out. You'd assume Cleary's coming back this week.
Yeah, Cleary will be in.
So who's 5'8"? Nico?
Nah, he's fucking balls, man.
Nice.
His balls.
You don't like him, do you?
I don't mind him, but I just don't think he's got any...
I think they're going to pick him.
Yeah? Who else is there?
Well, this is the thing. Cupboard's bare.
Luai might get it again.
You can't go back to Luai. You cannot
Jock get Madden?
Jock Madden's the man. Adam Reynolds.
Oh, that'd be good.
Fucking great. Reynolds and Cleary.
Yeah, that'd be something.
What a king game.
Fucking hell.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
He'd get booted to death.
Can I just say, I know I'm a Bulldogs fan. If they don't put Matt Burton on the bench for this game, they are actually fucking stupid. Yeah. He can play pretty much every position in the back line. And you could chuck him in the forwards if you had to.
Yeah, that's true.
As a utility bench player to fill in gaps, he would be, and he's playing good this year, he would be ideal.
Yeah.
He'd be a perfect. I mean, they had Gaffo on the bench last year.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so the halves are a fucking mess. You got the Latrell. Well, you got the Latrell conundrum. Everyone yeah. thought at the start of the year you're going to have Turbo, you're going to have Latrell. That'd probably be.
And Whiten.
Mate, you can't pick Latrell. You can't pick Cody.
Nah.
Cleary's only coming back this week. The hooker was Damien Cook. He just got dropped.
Yeah, it's reserved, right?
The hooker on the bench was Reece Robson. Remember this shit?
Yeah,
this is the team we stalked before the game down at Coogee.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm. So that's fucking interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So Reece Robson has done fuck all.
This Jake Trbojevic played front row because Haas was injured.
Yeah.
Haas is coming back this week. A lot of key New South Wales players coming back in the next few weeks. Cleary, Haas. They'd regal Cam Gillard in the front row.
RCG.
Back row I don't mind, although it has two South players. Liam Martin.
Yeah. You put him in there straight away.
Colm Tangi. He's dropped. He's Cam Murray, he's in. Yeah.
I'd stick Olakau'atu in there.
He's got to be in the 17.
Yeah.
Isaiah Yowell's on the bench. He's got to be there too. Yeah. He's a fucking gun player, and he works with Cleary so well.
Yeah.
Put Isaiah Yowell in the team. He's almost the second. He is the 5'8 if you play the Penrith style.
Yeah.
Like he pretty much does that for Penrith anyway. I don't think Gaffo's getting a run.
Nah. No chance.
There's some real...
It's a conundrum. Madge has been on the blower, apparently.
Yeah, there's some...
And I think he's been on the blower to Lomax because he's just fucking pulled it out of his ass.
I think he has. But there's going
to
be a...
Too early to call Lomax 5'8"? Too early?
Captain. There's going to be a huge turnover in this team.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm interested.
And that was a winning... I know it was game three, but that was a winning team.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a massive turnover in that mob.
So that's about a month away, right?
Yeah, it's coming very quickly. So,
5 weeks.
I think Olakau'atu's got to be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
fucking has to be.
Even that Paseka cunt, too. He's got some.
They need some size, right? Like, they need some size.
And I'd put Arpi in as hooker.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can have another one on the bench, whoever you put. I'd still have Cookie on the bench myself. But, you know. Let's just remember some of the players that Brad Fittler burnt. Because Tony Staggs.
Yeah.
Nicho Hynes.
Yep.
Damien Cook played in the centres.
What a fucking joke. When they had Cam Murray there too, who was filled in for centre at South.
The wrecking ball from Cronulla. Talakai. He burnt him too. He put Gutho in the centres. Remember?
Jesus, yeah.
These are all Brad. He killed all of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely slaughtered all of them with his, don't worry, mate, take your shoes off, walk on the grass.
Yeah. It's like a Russian serial killer.
He fucking went through a few.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Nicho. Has he got the confidence after?
Yeah, I don't think he's got the form at the moment.
But he ran Nicho on in a game last year, chucked him in the centres.
7 minutes to go, right?
7 minutes to go, and that was the winning try. Yeah. He's out in the centres. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
comes on cold with 10 minutes to go. It's like, off you go, mate.
There's no competency porn fucking film about Fittler, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
I don't think Madge will burn players like Freddie did.
No.
Nah. At least he won't do that. He won't hang him out to dry.
You know, I reckon might get he'll be in the train on squad. Alex Seyfarth. He has been playing some very good football.
Do you reckon Hudson Young's still sniffing around?
He's always sniffing around. Go to the men's dunnies in any fucking big city.
He played in the first team.
Any glory hole.
Didn't get in the last one.
No. But I reckon Seyfarth has been in very good form.
The big bopper, the front row from Tigers will be in the squad.
Yeah.
He's playing great.
What's
too.
His name?
God, I'm blanking on names. Yeah. It's terrible. Terrible. Anyway, New South Wales, you have some fucking work to do.
Mm.
Like, whereas Queensland, apart from Ponga getting injured, absolute embarrassment of wrenches, man.
Yeah.
Like, wild.
Yeah, they're fucking good, aren't they?
Mate.
Well, Broncos. Let's talk about the Broncos.
Reece Walsh is pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, all shit aside.
He is special. He's a special boy.
He's a generational talent, mate.
Yeah.
Like,
you can
hate him as much as you want, but he is quite...
I do.
But holy fuck.
Black fingernails and fucking cowboy hat. God knows why he's probably wearing a skirt too. Oh,
holy shit, can he play?
Yeah. He's got speed and he can run and he can kick.
Have you seen a quicker first step than him?
No.
Like, it is fucking insane.
So, the way I see it now, it's going to be a repeat of last year's grand final. I can't see any other team. I mean, Panthers have been just consistently winning without Cleary. And Broncos are just coming up fucking trumps with that squad. Man, they've just got speed everywhere. And nearly any player can score.
And they just have this pipeline of just Frankenstein monsters that they just bring into the team. These 20-year-olds who they're fucking bigger than anyone on the opposition team. They just keep rolling them in, man. It's just this endless pipeline of huge back rowers.
That prop they got, he's like 6'7",
is he? Oh, they're just...
I can't see anyone coming. I mean, Storm maybe, but Storm still look like Storm of 2010.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, Xavier Coates has won a couple of games for Melbourne single-handedly this year. Yeah. Like, he's unbelievable at the moment. So there's another bloke that will squeeze into the Queensland side somewhere.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, they might not play guys like Selwyn Cobbo. They might not get a run in their fucking team. Like, they're just
fucking nuts.
They're insane. Broncos are rock solid, and I think Kevy's boy can actually play football.
Yeah.
Which is... How would you go being a coach's son in the NRL?
There's a few of them, right?
Yeah, well, we've got Flanagan, Walters, Cleary.
Cleary.
There's got to be some heat doing that.
Yeah.
Around those guys, there's 16 other clubs, and you're playing for your dad.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a couple of Wayne Bennett's kids playing too.
But he's playing really well. I mean, he's got a giant pack around him. New South Wales will be praying Payne Haas has a couple of good games in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because they need him.
Of course he will.
Well, they need him.
He just took Ramadan off. Yeah, he does that every year.
They need him absolutely tip-top for Origin.
Yeah.
3-0 Queensland. You heard it first here. Oof.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
All right. We're watching a few movies.
Ooh.
I watched, it's only because of that music, the Lele Schifrin music. I watched Late Night with the Devil.
Not familiar with this.
It's pretty good. It's a horror film,
mm.
but it's like what they call a found footage film, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, like
Blair Witch Project. It's a recent thing?
Yeah, it's very recent.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just come out on streaming.
Gotcha.
I won't tell you how I watch it, but it's this found footage of this late night.
I'd assume you watched it on your lounge in your undies eating Cheetos.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly.
Continue.
And it's about this 70s late night show, and this guy's got failing ratings, so it's very camp. It's got all that 70s sensibility around it.
Good.
All the graphics of the 70s, the sound, the video, everything. It looks unreal.
Good.
And so this late night show host gets this girl that's supposedly possessed on TV, and they conjure the devil, and it goes fucking wild. It goes crazy. That was really enjoyable to watch.
Excellent.
And then I watched Sleeping Dogs, a new Russell Crowe one. That wasn't bad either.
Russell Crowe's still doing
things. He's pumping out. Man, he's doing a lot. He did The Pope's Exorcist, which was made a lot of money. He's doing a sequel to that. He's doing another one called The Exorcism. But this one, Sleeping Dogs, he's got like, Memento. He's got that short-term memory loss. Mm. And he's trying to solve this murder because he's a cop.
It's Rusty. It's
pretty good. That one's pretty good. All right, let's do our tips.
Thursday, Anzac Day, 2 p.m. starts with the Warriors. Fuck's sake. See previous comments. The Warriors playing the Titans. How do the fucking Titans get an Anzac Day game?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's disgraceful. They don't deserve this.
No, they don't deserve a day game.
They don't deserve fucking anything. Like, Warriors are going to win this by...
I was about to ask you that because we have to put this in. I'm doing our tips as we go.
6 million.
All
right, I don't think JoJo Fafita is going to save the Titans. Now, Tanner Boyd.
I'm going to go 14. Warriors by 14.
Up.
Okay.
Tanner Boyd is the pinata of the NRL. This guy he's taken more hits than Chevy Stewart from the Raiders. Like, he...
Chevy Ditch Stewart, by the way.
He is fucked, this guy, Tanner Boyd. He shit himself at Belmore during Sydney Magic round
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got much better since.
Okay.
Like, this guy is fucked.
Nah.
Get off, get out. You're not an NRL player. JoJo Fifita, you can stay as long as you want.
This could be one of the best teams in the league, too.
It could be.
Jock Madden and JoJo Fifita.
You got Rocco Berry, he's up there, too. That's a fucking great name.
That is a good name.
It's a solid fucking name. I think this, I'm not saying they're the best, but I think the Warriors' back line
is the Chans, best.
Chans, Dallin, Rocco, RTS, Montoya, forget about the 5'8, John Shaunson.
Yeah.
Are the most fun.
Yeah.
They're just fun. They're good to watch.
Yeah, they are.
They run like fucking animals, the two wingers. They run so... They both played for the Bulldogs in the last few years and were shit. Like,
how the fuck can a team have two unreal fullbacks? And yeah. South... Well, we've got Jay Gray now, so he's going to be something. But, you know. Anyway. So I've gone Warriors on that. Next game, we got Dragons and... Roosters, and the Roosters are fucking very big favourites.
Very hot favorites. Big hot favourites, the hot Roosters. Favorites. And you know what I say?
Get fucked, Roosters.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Okay, so we're picking Dragons.
I can't believe I'm picking a team with Kyle Flanagan in it.
Mate.
I'm not picking them. This is a...
He'll give Kiri a bath.
This is not a head pick. This is a heart pick.
Yeah.
And... the fact that my heart's with St. George is disturbing, to say the least. But I'm going St. George.
Car park candles will be stoked.
I think they're going to show some fucking Anzac spirit.
Yeah, so do I.
What happened to the Molong, that winger?
Molong?
That fast little fucker they had on the wing. He had some catastrophic injury. Remember?
No.
I'll get
when was that?
Last year.
Okay.
I always get surprised when I realise that Jack DeBellin's still in the NRL.
Yeah, I saw him the other day. And what's with that fucking Dumb and Dumber came over you got going? DeBellin?
It always takes me... Yeah. Takes me. Well, him and Blake Laurie, that's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Like, that is actually...
But his hair, he's just combing it forward. It's a fucking comb over. And he looks like a pumpkin pie haircutted freak. All right?
Motherfucker.
So fix your fucking hair.
Fix your wig, you fuck.
Yeah.
You got fucking hair problems that need to be sorted.
Go see Ray Carney. He'll take you to his uncle in Turkmenistan. You come back with a full pube do.
You look like a 1960s degenerate. Not a good one.
No.
A shit one.
A fucked one.
Can't wait to hear that bugle. All right, then we continue because there's three games on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Just an extravaganza. And this one, paying $1.18 against a $4.95 opposition, is the Melbourne Storm up against the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Are you thinking upset?
No. No. I think 98% people have...
People have spoken?
Well, they've tipped Storm. Yes. I think that's probably right.
Yes.
I think we're going to be better, but I just think we still make way too many errors and a fucking 5'8", a centre, a wing pairing of fucking...
Tass and Milne. Worst fucking legal firm in Australia, yeah. Tass and Milne.
Yeah, exactly.
You go to Tass and Milne, you're getting 5% if you're divorcing. You're getting 5% max.
You're getting fucked.
Yeah.
You're getting jizzed on and the $50 slapped on your head.
You're getting one day a week, you can swim in the pool for an hour. That's all you're fucking getting if you go to Tass and Milne. Yeah, that's a problem, Tass and Milne.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's where they're going to go. They'll be kicking down that side all night.
Now, is it wrong for me to like Shaq Mitchell?
No, he's good, man.
He came out the other day and they're doing contract negotiation. He goes, I just don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah, good on him. That loyalty is rare.
Fucking rare.
The Shaq fence, off the back fence.
I got to say, shout out to Tom Burgess. I think he's been very, very good.
Well, we went to the game last week.
In a really shit team.
We went to the game and he was their fucking best by a mile.
100%.
By a mile. Yeah, on you, Tommy.
Jai Arrow back on the bench. That's something.
Jai Gray at fullback. I like this kid. I think he's got fucking Reece Walsh potential.
Even
Reece Walsh potential.
I was trying to just gloss over that.
He's got the potential. I'm saying he's very raw, very young.
What colour nails?
Fuck, I don't care. If he becomes as good as Walsh or close to, then he can do whatever he wants. He can have glitter on him.
Nice. Watch in Melbourne. They've got this kid, Sean Bloor, who used to play for the Tigers.
I know Sean Bloor.
And he's the next one. You know
how next
Melbourne
man up?
You know how Melbourne get these guys from shit teams,
yeah,
and no one wants them. Fucking blah blah blah. He's the next one.
Next one.
He's going to be killing it.
Okay.
On a similar vein, Dale Finucane retired today.
Yeah.
Effective immediately.
Vale.
Mate, he was a warrior. Come on.
Yeah. True.
He was a warrior. He started at the Dogs, Dale Finucane, and of course, we weren't smart enough to keep him.
Six grand finals.
He was a winner. 251 NRL games, 5 Origins. And he won 2 of those grand finals. So, wow.
6 grand finals, yeah, man. That's insane to play in that amount of grand finals.
Mate, rock solid player.
Yeah, good on him.
How much Melbourne going to win this game by?
I don't know. I think it's probably about 12, I'd say.
Here's a name for you for State of Origin.
Go on.
Maybe 17, not 13, but I have heard whispers. The other one, Ryan Pappenhausen.
Yeah, he's been there before, right?
He has. Is
got
he
a feeling...
Are you getting him on the bench?
Well, who's going to be your fullback? If you take Trbojevic...
They'll pick Tedesco.
Man. And why? How can
they will pick Tedesco. He's the captain.
Fucking. That's what's
he time. Shouldn't be. Yeah, I know.
Madge won't pick. He'll pick on form.
I hope he doesn't. But I just don't think he'll pick him. Oh, sorry, I mean, I think...
So Dylan Edwards would be the fullback, I'd say. It would on be form. Between him and Pappenhausen, right?
And Trbojevic.
And Trbojevic. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I wouldn't be unhappy with
that. There's talk. They're looking at him. Yeah. At least talk. A good player, obviously. I mean, you forget, a few years ago, he basically won a grand final on his own for Melbourne.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Tore it apart. Manly play Parramatta. Here we go again at Four Pines Park.
4 points.
The Parramatta have named that kid at last. They have named Ethan Sanders,
yeah,
halfback. The raps on this kid.
Mate,
fucking enormous. But on NRL.com, no photo. Just a blank fucking slate. Well done again, NRL.
Well done, Para.
Sivo's back. Sanders is in. Dunny Brown's at half.
94% of people have tipped Manly.
It's always a good game, this.
Yeah.
Like, it's always
a good game. It's got its own theme song.
It's got its own fucking theme
Here
song.
Here we go again. Manly.
And Manly are going to ruin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're picking Manly.
I would say so. Oh. There was talk they're going to throw a Guffo in the halves.
That'd be interesting.
Well, it's just there's no one controlling this fucking team, mate. Like, they're just running around. They're rudderless, Floyd. That's what they are.
We all know what happens without a rudder.
If you don't have a rudder.
I had a rudder coming out of the surf today.
You know who liked a rudder? Lee Marvin.
Yeah, well, I told you about that, didn't I? My uncle. You still believe that fucking thing?
Shout out Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
Retrospective. Tigers play Brisbane on Saturday at 5:30. Now, Biff, I hope you're listening. This is a kind of game we should watch in the pub because I find the Tigers entertaining at all times.
Mm.
And they're only paying $4.25, so there's a bit of optimism for the fucking Tigers.
Jesus. Brisbane, yeah, they'll...
Yeah.
You can't see...
Reynolds is back.
And Haas is back.
Mm. But Brisbane don't like going to places like Campbelltown.
No.
This is the thing. There's such...
And it's 5:30. That daylight. Will it be still
daylight? It's not Friday night.
It's not Friday night.
It's a Saturday.
And it's not in Brisbane.
It's in Campbelltown.
Oof. The opposite of Brisbane.
So they're such fucking homebodies now.
Yeah, that's true.
We saw it in the grand final. They don't like being away from home.
No.
There's a fucking string attached. They only go 10Ks from their fucking houses, these guys. They're going to Campbelltown at 5:30 on a Saturday night. Now, Larry Floyd... I grew up in the western suburbs. You know where you try and avoid at 5:30 on a Saturday night? Fucking Campbelltown.
Campbelltown, yeah. That's when they come out to feed.
It's the last place you want to be. Who wants...
You'll fucking lose a leg.
I mean, if your name's Charlie Staines, you can be at Campbelltown at 5:30 on a Saturday night. They will welcome you.
There's big trucks with deep fryers on the back, and they just catch kids and fry them up.
I got this kid on the wing debuting Solomon... Ala Lameo, I'm sorry if I fucked your name. Huge rugby union junior. Guy's the size of a house. He's on the wing debuting.
For Tigers?
Tigers.
Okay.
I anticipate, it's become a thing now. The kid from Cronulla last week, you debut, you play wing, and have all your friends in the corner, and you have to score a try in that corner. If you don't score a try in the corner your friends are in, fucking, that's a never to return.
Yeah, that's right.
And your friend should switch sides at half time to give you a double chance. Switch good. Corners.
Yeah. That's solid. That's rock solid.
Stefano. That's our Tigers front rower who's going to make.
Oh, yeah. Uka Mar.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Uka.
He's good.
All right. We're picking Brisbane, obviously.
Well, I'm picking Campbelltown, just the city of Campbelltown.
That make you mayor, mate.
I could fucking do shit out there.
Oh, I know.
I speak,
trust me, you probably have.
I speak a couple times. I speak their language. Cowboys, Tractors. Now, what was that shit last week? Well, they got fucking destroyed.
Shit,
we didn't even talk about Pato on the chopping block.
No, the magician. He could be gone.
He's fucked.
He's going to have to whip up some magic tricks to keep his job.
I got some bad news. They're playing the fucking Panthers this week.
Yeah.
With Cleary back.
With Cleary back.
But it is in Townsville, so.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Cleary will be warm. His hamstring will be warm.
I'd want a warm Cleary at this time.
You want a warm hamstring.
A warm jaw. Warm your jaw up. I mean, Penrith.
Obviously, a pick in Penrith.
Got spanked by Manly.
Yeah, sans Cleary, though.
Yeah. I still can't believe Kyle Felt's still playing football.
Felch!
Yeah, holy fuck. This Penrith team is just really fucking unbelievable when you look at them on paper. Like,
yeah, that's right. To me, it's a replay of last year's grand final. Everyone else need not turn up.
Mind you.
Go on.
Like, wouldn't you love a pack that had Reuben Cotter, Jeremiah Nane, like Griffin Neen? These are good players. Reece Robson.
Yeah.
Like, Warlock's got a bit to work with here. He's got the chat.
So who's letting him down?
Well, they got Valamai on the wing. Right. He couldn't catch a cold, that motherfucker. They got a good bloke in the centres. Just a good name.
Yep.
Tom Chester.
He's a laugh a minute. Tom Chester.
He's funny. He's the funniest guy in the fucking team.
He's Tom, a joker in the pack.
Tom Chester. They were so dog shit last week, the Tractors.
It was like, embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were fucking unwatchable. All right. So we're picking the Panthers.
Yeah, of course.
The Mighty Dolphins at Suncorp. Why play Suncorp? Just play at the other fucking ground.
Yeah.
Against the Pongalus Knights.
Pongalus Knights. Yeah, Ponga's out for the season, they're saying.
He fucked his... Mate, he was running around on one leg for 20... Like, for so long in that Bulldogs game.
Yeah.
Why didn't they fucking take him off? Like, he couldn't move.
If they took him off, apparently, he's a chance to fucking not have surgery.
Like, what was the point of that? Like, he's your one fucking asset. I don't agree with Buzz Rothfield very often, but he said, of all the clubs, they rely on one man the most.
Yeah.
Which is Ponga.
Yeah.
Probably a fair call, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you see other teams, they can lose Reynolds, they can lose Clear, and they can still function. This team.
Yeah, but look at who they've got, the other teams.
Yeah. They still. Now, Knights have got David Armstrong at fullback.
Yeah. Who the fuck's that?
Nothing.
Good name, though. That's old school, David Armstrong.
He was born in Moree.
Yep.
His nickname is Davey.
Jesus.
See what they did there?
Yep, they went all out.
They put an E on the end. Now, he only weighs 82 kilos. That's a problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, that's not a lot, Davey. And he played for the Mungindi Grasshoppers. That's his team.
Oh, yeah. What was that, Group 13?
14.
14.
Mm-hmm. Queensland Rugby League, he went up there.
Yeah.
And he's done fuck all, really. Just reading through it. Yeah. He's underwhelming.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Now, he was born in 2001. How does that make you feel?
Horny. I don't know. I don't care. I've accepted my age.
Yeah, good. Well, there's not much you can... Ray Stone on the interchange. Any team that Ray Stone can't break into... Good fucking team.
They're going to go. Well, they're coming third, mate.
Good fucking team. I will say they haven't really beat any top brass teams, but nonetheless, don't stop my narrative of the Dolphins are good.
Yeah.
Last game, because they always have to be the last game.
Yeah.
Fucking Raiders. They always have to be last. But they're not at 6 this Sunday. They're at 4. They've got a 4 o'clock slot.
Yeah.
And they are playing the Sharks.
I love a 4 o'clock slot.
And this game...
It's a hard one to pick.
Sharks are hot favourites, actually.
I know. I see that, but I just didn't. Last week, I think they did fuck all. They didn't impress me, you know? They were playing an underwhelming team.
Now, this is the game they played in round 4.
Yeah.
and the Raiders were up by a shit ton.
Yep.
And then the Sharks won 36-22.
That's right.
But the Raiders were all over him for fucking the first
half. Now Daryl Trindle is out.
Wow. Not Daryl Trindle, Braden Trindle.
Braden, sorry. But Daryl Trindle is also out. Mm. He's also not playing.
Yeah. So this is a game that the Raiders were up at least 18. No, they scored three tries in the first 23 minutes. And Sharks have done nothing.
So Bulldogs got the bye.
But yeah. Yeah, maybe moving up. Trindle. So he's been stood down for the short term. He failed a roadside alcohol and illicit drugs
0.125 test. 0.125 or something, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
And he failed the roadside drug test.
So he did two times the booze test. Then he got done for coke, apparently, at 9:45 on Monday morning. My sources tell me it was Toby Rudolph's birthday on Sunday.
Oh, really?
And they were all there. Anything like that.
Well, good luck to your son. They did a blood test, right? They took him back and did a blood test for the coke. So
he's up shit creek.
See how much sway the Sharks have got. Mm. So who do they get in for 5-8 then?
That's a very good fucking question. But interesting fucking game, right? Because this was the one that was a bit of a train wreck for the Raiders. Yeah. So I think in the spirit, even though they're paying $283, I am tempted.
I think Raiders.
Did you have that kid at fullback?
Oh, yeah. We pick a draw?
What do you think about the lock battle, Morgan Smithies versus Cam McGuinness? I mean, this is like 18th century fucking almost pre-industrial revolution shit.
Jesus. That's fucking bog versus trench. That's what that is.
This is just a lot to take in here.
Yeah. Couple of good looking roosters, those two.
Who do you like in this one?
I'd say Raiders at home.
Raiders revenge game?
Raiders at home.
Sebastian Chris is a guy whose name.
Sebastian Chris, yeah.
Should have been at fullback.
I reckon they would have got a fucking tongue lashing off Ricky.
Now they do have Fogarty out. And KO Weeks is in.
This is a hard one.
KO Weeks. He debuted for Manly. His junior club was the Asquith Magpies.
Oh, yeah.
21 years old. He weighs 90 kilos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Cronulla.
Cronulla?
Yeah. Got to have a halfback. What about a shout-out for my dogs? Come on, man.
Yeah, they have been very, very good.
Come on. They're entertaining at least, man. Yeah. That's what I'm liking. You can actually watch them. They scored a try, a left-to-right try, which actually looked like football.
Yeah. Man, they got some footballers there. And they only fucking Taff only came on for like last 15 minutes or something.
Because Connor Tracy's all right at fullback.
Yeah, he's
man.
Good. We played him at fullback.
But if we got plot guys playing for positions, this is something.
Yeah.
But
Taff's better than Tracy, I reckon.
He is, but, you know, make him earn it. I don't mind that. Dogs paying $61 to win the competition. That's the shortest odds they've been paying since 2014. Not that I track those things.
Yeah.
But that's same odds as South.
Wow. All right.
We should should do a multi. They could both win the comp.
Oh, imagine that. It's a draw. All right. Well, that's it for our round 7 summation, our round 8 picks and everything that was in between. Ray Carney will be back next week bringing his unique brand of...
Shit.
Yep.
Do you like it when your team has a bye?
I did this week, yeah.
You needed a week off.
Fucking oath.
So we're just getting on a roll. I don't want to fucking... Yeah, no, no. I don't want to buy.
I wouldn't want to buy if I was in your shoes.
No, we're on a roll.
But, yeah, fucking hell.
Mm.
I needed that week off.
Next week, we'll have the triumvirate.
The triumvirate. The three of them.
Mm.
All right. So thanks for listening. See you later. Sola, on egiten daukano.